Okay, now, just want to finish up Tosfos. Okay. Just as a brief hakdama, those of you who have never learned Shnei Morsim before, first Mishnah Bo Metzia, Shnei Morsim Betalis, Zoma Ani Metzia, Zoma Ani Metzia, Zoma Kula Shili, Zoma Kuma Shili, and it's Yachlok. Says Tosfos. Tema, my shnome Ahud Arba. In case you have Arba, you have a ship tied up in a dock, and Zelma Kulishli, Zelma Kulishli, Zelma Shalabosa, Zelma Shalabosa. One, you say, there you say, call the Alam Gvar. Bezin says, you don't decide, fight it out between yourselves. Here they say, Yachok. Tosa says, the Eshlovmer, the Ochazim shiny. Ochazim is different. Okay. Okay. Shnei Muchzokimbo. Take a look in Tosa Baba Basra. Tosa Baba Basra said. How arba? Have a mitzvah lebetray. Didn't call the Alan Gvar. And Toma, Maishnam, Shnei, Olsen, Batalis, Yachloko. Farish Rebbe no Tam, Olsen, Shiny. Came in Shishnei, Mulzokan, Eno, and Yach, Shizu, Echel, Chabero, Chaju. Okay. Shnei, Mulzokan. Well, you have Shnei, Mulzokan, Bo. Tosa says, Yachloko. Now, not everybody agrees with this. Mitzvah disagrees. What is the Rambam Shita? A very big question. If you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Tes, Hilchos Tominin, Halacha Zayin, Shnaim shu ochsim bekeli yachod, osho yiroch mal gabi behema, chid roch hevech en mani, o yoshvin betzad areimo shalchitim. Two people are sitting next to a stack of hay, of wheat. Wow. So says the Haggadah Maimonides. Mitoch lechon and yira deaituk karitzva. He first lav davka ochsim. You don't need shnei muzakim bo. And all the riots that he has, and that's different than Rabbi Nutam, who says shnei muzakim on the reed. You take a look in the Torah, though. We'll see why the Torah is so critical on this. Torah says no. Torah says no. And he says, and the Torah says, and Simon. Kuflam betezvav. Kevin shemunachas besimto shemokom aroy likno shishneim yoshim betzido choshev kilu shneim olzokem bo. Take a look at the Bach. Okay. So it's an open question what the Rambam holds about shneim olzokem. Okay. Now, comes along Tosfos, Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. Wants to know Rav Nachman. Travaihu Mulzokim Bo. According to Sumchus, it's Travaihu Mulzokim Bo. So what does Tosa say? Tosa telling us a very interesting idea. Shnei Mulzokim Bo. What's the halacha Shnei Mulzokim Bo? That's not Sumchus. That's everyone agrees. So therefore, what do you have? You have the Kiddush of Sumchas is that in certain cases we treat it Shnei HaMulzokim Bo. Once we treat it Shnei HaMulzokim Bo, it's not a according to Tosfos, it's an automatic halacha. What's the automatic halacha? Yachloka. This is Tosfos. Now, under what circumstances did he say it? So let's go back and see what Tosfos is. But this is sort of the background, how you tie the beginning of the Masechta. You know, people make a hadron, they tie the end of the Masechta back to the beginning of the Masechta. Okay, so here, Tosfos here, in the beginning of Bais Aliyah says, Shnei, point to Shnei Mulzokim Bo. Okay. So what is Tosfos has a very big problem. Whereas Hanukma Chetzkas Marakama Rabbi Yida Chamotz Mechaber Olav Arayu Amani Sum Chesi Dama Amor Motzok Tog It doesn't say Eloha Amani Nira L'Rabbeinu Shmuel Eloha Amai Elo Amani Mashu D'Beloha D'Bei Mad Ukma V'Om D'Nez Ba'agam. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says a very simple, straightforward thing. That if, when did Sumcha say his halacha? Sumcha said his halacha only in a case if it's Omid Ba'agam and it is Omid Ba'agam. It's Omer B'Yaga. Erdem Mursim Odesim. So what is Sumchas telling me? Momen Amoto B'Sofek. And now, Sumchas is dealing L'Chora, and Tosfos has his Sveikas about it. Drora D'Mamona. Our case is a Drora D'Mamona. How do I know our case is Drora D'Mamona? The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, says, Machal Parba Chamor is Drora D'Mona. Now, do you need Drora D'Mona for Sumchus? So the Gemara in Bava Metziah, Daf Beis Amud Beis, says as follows. Afi Utem Esum, Ki Oma Sumchus, Hei Ki Di Ika Drora D'Mona. Hei Ki Di Ika Drora D'Mona Lo. The Gemara goes on. Pashas of the Gemara is that it stays with Drora D'Mamona. What does Drora D'Mamona mean? You have, and what is Tosfos defined as Drora D'Mamona? An objective Sofek, belief Adam Samir Sofek Lebes. So what is Tosfos telling us? Tosfos says as follows. Drora D'Mamona canceled once I have an objective Sofek of Drora D'Mamona, and it's Drora D'Mamona. Then that cancels out the Cheskas Marakana. If I have no base, what is Cheskas? Now, here we're going to get into another question, a very subtle question. You'll see how Reb Chaim dealt with it in our Tosfos. There is a major inyan in Acharonim. What Cheskas Marakana is about. He says, I chazoka meikara. That means this morning, when I went to put on my tefillin, I didn't open my tefillin to check whether it's still kosher. Why not? The chazaka meikar. The last time my tefillin are open, they were kosher. I assume that I'm allowed to assume they're kosher until I know they're not kosher. When I come home tonight, when I come home, I'm not going to check my mezuzahs in my house. Maybe they became possible. No. Last time I checked my mezuzahs, they were kosher. Last time I checked my mezuzahs, they were kosher. I can assume they still are kosher until I know that they're possible. So chazaka meikar. Now, is Chatzis Marakama based on Chazaka Meikara, or is based on Chatzis, is it set an additional Aloha of Chatzis Mormon? Chazaka Meikara creates a Chatzis Mormon? That's a whole discussion in famous discussion of that is in Kutras HaSfeikas. If you take a look in Achrona, Pnei Yeshua assumes it's Chazaka Meikara. Chem de Shlomo and Asivis assume it's Chazaka Meikara. Kivegi assumes it's Chazaka Meikara. A lot of people assume it's Chazaka Meikara. Would seem to assume. Okay. He comes up with Kuntras HaSfeikas, comes up with the idea, no, it's a separate Din Cheskes, it's a Din Cheskes moment. I don't know whether to or a steer, it could be the Chazaka Meikara creates a Cheskes moment. Okay, but what is it? You have a Dror de Mamona. Dror de Mamona says there is an objective built-in Safek here. So we can, in the case where I put on my tefillin this morning, I have no basis to assume anything. There's no objective suffering. Maybe not. There's no built-in objective suffering. So I assume my tefillin is still kosher. But where there is a drawer of the mamona, then that cancels out the cheskes marakam. This is what Tosis gets from the sukkia. Once it cancels out the cheskes marakam, so what's the halacha? Can't say all chazakas are gone. No, not all chazakas are gone. Why are not all chazakas gone? Because a third person can't get it. So if Marakama is canceled out, so you know it belongs to Reuven or Shimon. When you know it belongs to Reuven or Shimon's objective suffix, so haloch is shnei mochav. That is what Simchas is all about. But if there is a regular cheskes moment, not a cheskes Marakama, he agrees, Hamotzim Mechaveiro, all of Harayo. But then he bumps into a question. What do you do with it there? He says, only the Cheskes Mamon, he says, Cheskes Mamon I owe is mine, but Torah's Vadai. So therefore, Dror the Mona will not cancel it out. But if I only tie a shema, it may belong to me, even though I have a cheskes mamon. Even though it may belong to me, that weakens my chazaka and makes it not an absolute chazaka, and it gets canceled out by drava de mamona, and you get back to shnei mochzakim yachlok. That is how Tosis defines what Simchas. What is the machlokas between Simchas and the Rabbanan? Our Lord Simchas and Rabbanan draws, when does Dror Mona cancel out Mulsakas, or doesn't cancel out Mulsakas? It cancels out Murakama, it cancels out Cheskes Mamon with a tiny Shema. According to Simchas and the Chacham say, no, it doesn't. That is Shlav Rishon. If we spend more time on Chazakas, we can go more deeply and see more deeply where they disagree. We'll leave that at this point. Then Tosus comes up with Cheskes Mu'uberes. Yes.
Sorry, just within the, I think we were saying in Tosus, in Marakama, what are the two levels of Marakama that the Rabbanan are dealing with? That on the one hand, you don't have the problem.
Then what is a Marakama? Well,
In the
Sugya,
specifically, that
there is a Marakama. You have a Vlad. When this little baby cow is inside the mother cow, Who did the little baby cow belong to? The owner of the mother cow, right? So the mocher has a chesed marakama on the baby cow. Now, depending when the baby is born and when the kinyan happened, that could have changed. But we know it was this little baby cow inside the mother cow definitely belonged to the mocher. So therefore, mocher has a marakama on it.
When it came to the
Alaf
of Gojas, we said that the Marakama
is weak. My dear man. They're different. What? There is, yeah. There is a Marakama. There's a Marakama in Gojas. But if you want to take it away from the Marakama, so you have to have a Tfisa, and that's where we ran into the problems. But here, because it's a Taina Lokachti of Gazalt, right? Here, there's no marakama. The marakama isn't affected by the fact goaters, because that's not the question. The question is when the kinyan happened. But there's no marakama. It's never a marakama. There's no tefis. It's not a symptom. Okay? It's not a symptom. There is no marakama. There is no tefis. There's no tefis. Given no tefis, and it is in a symptom, so who's the mochsa? So, there's no mochzokas on yedei tfisa. So, what is the mochzokas through? Mochzokas through marakama, like every case. What is every case? Every case is you find something out in the street. And when you find something out in the street, what do? You say, well, who does it belong to? Someone says, it belongs to me. Maybe it does. But then there's a marakama. But we look, it belonged to the marakama. So first we go to the marakama. Then we ask this person, how'd you get it from the marakama? I bought it, I stole it, I rented it, I did something to it. You go back to the last, what is marakama? You go back to the last known mochzok until you establish a new mochzok. What marakama is all about. Okay, now, then Tosfos comes in Cheskes Meuberes. And what is Cheskes Meuberes about? That is certainly a Chazoka Meikara. You push the Chazoka all the way down, it was pregnant. Now, no female human or animal stays pregnant forever. It is a situation with built-in termination. So, but we, Chazok Meikara, we push it. It used to be pregnant, now it's no longer pregnant. So, Chazok Meikara says we push it down to the end. And pushing it down to the end, it gave birth to the last possible moment. If so, the Mocha wins. That means the Lokeach wins. Why? Because that means he bought it when the animal was a Mubaris. Why don't you say you go Cheska Mubaris? That is Tosis Kash. He says, Cheska Smorakama Odif. The Cheska Mubaris, Cheska Morakama. So which Chazaka wins? Morakama. Why? So Reb Chaim Yisroel Ben Chaim Halevi says very posh. We have a chazaka meikara, but you have to be mafkia cheskus momon. Reb Chaim talks about being mafkia cheskus momon. That marakama is a cheskus momon, and chazaka meikara does not eliminate a cheskus momon. Where's Reb Chaim coming from? There's a Mishnah Mikvos. Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, which is a Gemara in Nida Dav Beis Amud Beis. Mikvah Shenem Nimdav and Nim Tzuchasa. Rav and Mikvah Nimdav. You measure it, it has mem saw. You measure it again, and it's 2 weeks later, under mem saw. It's either leaking, or it's evaporating, something happened, someone took the water out, something. When did it happen? The Gemara says, hemed mikval chazkatsa. That happened last moment. But wait a second. You have a person, what happened? The person is tomei. He went to tovel himself in the mikvah. And it is within the period between the first measurement and the second measurement. What happens to him? What happens to him? So what do you want? But he has a cheskas tumas haguf. In order, so the Gemara, so what are we paskin? The Mishnah says, kol ataharos, everything he did, every piece of truma that he touched in the in-between period, every period, it's all tomei. Why chazok ameikar is not mafkia cheskes truma, every. And so too, it's not mafkia cheskes mamon. That is how Reb Chaim explains the sugi here, what Tosis says. What do you do with Mem Vav Amud Aleph? So he says, no, it depends. There, a person is, what is it? A person is Tofus. A person is Tofus. He's Tofus on it. And he has a Chazaka Meikara. Tofus and Chazaka Meikara beats out. He says, beats out a Tofus. That means. Excuse me. Cheskes Muberes is with the Cheskes Mamon, but it has a problem with a tiny Shema. Excuse me. Then, even Somchus Mamon. Somchus says, where the Tofus with the tiny Shema, you say Achloku, but if together with the tiny Shema, and you have a tefisah with a tiny suffix, that wins. And you don't say machlok. What is the svara? So some people want a tiny. It's simply, you measure. Two chazokas, one chazoka, one strong chazoka with one weak chazoka begin, beats one strong chazoka. It's an arithmetic issue. Maybe. Or it could be something deeper. The question is, and here the conscious has fake is always as chazoka meikarza is a chazoka hamachras. When I put on my tefillin this morning, I could rely in 100% basis that my tefillin were kosher. I don't know. So, it could be halacha, it's a suffix. You're allowed to line a suffix. Chazaka mikar is a chazaka machras. That's his lashon. Otherwise, machatese, I could rely on it. So it tells me, vadai, my tefillin were good. When I come home tonight, and I want to go and I say, well, it's according to the Kriyegim, that you can't stay in a house without a mezuzah. So can I sit down to eat supper? Can I go to sleep? Vadai the mezuzah in my house of kosher. If that happens to be true, we understand Tosis very well. What is it? Tosis said, when did Sumcha say that Jordan Mona cancels out a tefisa if there's a tiny shema? But if I have a chaluka mekara, I become a bari. That's a pashas atosis.
That's even if the chaluka mekara is a built-in problem?
Even the built-in problem. Okay. Now, that's a simple pshat. I have many more sophisticated and subtle pshat and doses that could take things into many different and complicated directions. Here you have a Rambam, a very strange Rambam. Very strange Rambam. Rambam is strange in two ways. As the Gra points out here on the side, Rambam poli mufarish tahadav, the Gemara changed its mind. Ela omas. When the Gemara says ela, okay. Now wait 1 second. This is a very, very. How do you know what the Rambam said? Well, look what he said. Perichov hilvus mechira. Look here. Let's begin with one thing. Ze emo machen par vochlo, ze me any of them, ze me of them. Ve any bush sech me am yachlo. Wait a second, if it's Yachloku, so it must be going according to Sumchas. So what does he say? Sumchas says, Zeni Odea, Zeni Odea. And it's, and it, ain't Echem Mehem, it's Yachloku. So, but then the question is it Sumchas and Rabbanan? Passes like Sumchas, or Rabbanan. If there's Rabbanan, apparently the machlokas between Sumchas and Rabbanan is talking where it's not in the Simchas. There's a machlokas, there's a tris on it. That's where the machlokas is, but that's not what those are. Therefore, the Gemara says here, Rabbi disagrees. And he tells you to go to Mashikazu Rabbeinu, Rishchav Gimel Zion. Okay. I cheated a little bit. I went to Reish Chav Zayin Aleph. And there's a difference between Reish Chav Zayin Aleph and Reish Chav Zayin Zayin. In Aleph, he gives you the Bach Mahalachim in the Rambam, and Zayin gives you the Magen Mishnah's Mahalach in the Rambam. Very, very different. So, I just read to you what he says in the Aleph. Explain it. Just the Bach. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam. Who does the Rambam? This is the Rambam sheet. What? Uposa kesumches. And Sumcha says, it's talking about Agan. Ubeshema v'shema davka. And Sumcha only says it's talking about Shema v'shema. I think he doesn't seem to say that. We'll see how he deals with it. V'lav hocha motu v'rabbonan. Motu v'rabbonan. That means the Rambam paskens almost always like Rabbanan, in a very specific instance, Shema v'Shema ba'agam, he passes like Sumchas. And the Rabbanan are going to disagree. That means, according to the Rambam, when it says Psak, Shema v'Shema, Dror de Malona, Rabbanan say doesn't cancel out Marukama, Sumchas says it does, thank you very much. So Slumcha says it does, and we pask in Shema v'Shema, Dvar d'Mamona, it cancels out Morakam. Now, well, how does he justify that? Kosha Kosha b'Braisa, on the base. Now let's take a look at the riff. He's going to make a very strong case. Let's take out the riff, learns the sugya. If you read the riff straight, he's basking like Sumchus under certain circumstances because of the price. Shema v'shema. And Simtor Naga. He says, otherwise, if he's basking, why is he bringing this whole chakra batari in? When you look in Baba Kama, he says, Dochasum. Yeah? All Shaka Vataya, the patches of the rift, is he's Paskin Sumchus, but not always Paskin Sumchus. Some, this case, Sumchus. And even in the, whether Sumchus said it in Shema Ambori and Bori, whatever he said, we Paskin like Sumchus in Shema Vishema. Drawer the Mamona, Agam. Drawer Mamona together with the Shema cancels out Morakam. Okay. He says, Umashma b'dvar of Gamkin. Why is it seen? Why does look? Sheherich lefushe direi simchus. He goes through the whole, he never, all the other places, Sumchus, bang. Rabbanan, Sumchus. About what's his whole arichus to tell us what Sumcha Sheikh is? Or the Pasuk Harama b'chol mokom motzim chavar v'raya. Tainu b'chotzu echod me'elu hatnoyim. When it's missing one of these two things, Shema v'Shema v'omed espakam. I am b'dvar. So he tells you very, very simple. Odi Amrina Bitsopar Gimel the Baba Kama. All my sumchus have to borrow worry. Sumchus says, even borrow worry. Lo Kaima Lomba Maskona Shom. The Gemara changes its mind there. Wow. He could have said differently, he says. Enochanami, Sumchus says it. But we don't pass, we pass like Sumchus only in Shem Rishon. He doesn't say that. We pask him, but Sumchus never even said that. Oh, the Pasuk of Rambam. Okay. Shom in Bav Kama on Hema Beis and on Mavov and Aleph that Hamotu Chavarav Raya No Afilu Benizik Oma Bori Mazik Shema Meshum Dulo Kaim Ivakam Talking Kaim Ivakam. Without all the complications, told us that talking about Rama, so we keep it with Shema. Zesha posa Kaim Ivakam Meshum Ani Odeh Kusumchus. Sometimes he passes like something. He doesn't pass like something. Where is he coming off? He's coming off the riff. V'chein Kotsu Hatul Dvarav. This is what the Torah says in explaining the Rambam. And if you take a look in the Bach, all he did is straight out of the Bach. Now, then he gets into a very complex problem in the Rambam. And here's where Reb Chaim and Shur ben Chaim HaLevi goes a little ballistic. Okay. A very strange Rambam. But until now, everything is smooth. Why? Because he's been following Perchov Halach Yudalov. Trying to explain it. Now, let's, he said, go back to the beginning. Hamachlif Parah B'chamor. Yumachlif Parah B'chamor. V'yoldom. Gave birth. Chen Hamoch Shivchatzo V'yoldom. Zalmai Shalom Ochati Yoldom. Zalmai Shalom Ochati Yoldom. If it's Bari and Bari, I feel Amaha Mocha any out there. And even if the Mocha says Shema, I'll look at Havi Raya. Kerch has to bring a Raya. Then he said, Avbi Shaparo Medes be Agam, by Shivcha Medes Simcha Harehain Chesu Hamocha. In what case? In the case of Bari, Bari, the case of Bari or Shema. Big question. So he says, why? If the mocha is any yodea, so in shema v'shema, simply achlok. If the mocha is any yodea, and it's in a simta. So if lo kerech any yodea, he gets chetze. And if he says bari, he gets zero. That makes no sense. So what's what I'm talking about? So it must be avish haparo mez ba'agam shemom b'sim goes back to the beginning of bari and bari. So it's a little awkward. And that's where Reb Chaim says in the Hanami it's awkward. And I'll explain to you what it's about. Pirshur habach v'pirshur shem shnei dvarim oze aber shnei biyachad yachlok v'al korch ha'chzorach v'omak, and you have al korch, you have to say it. And this is where Reb Chaim felt exceedingly uncomfortable with this malach. Is there a different malach Reb Chaim wanted? Because it's a very strange way of reading the Rambam. The korch came as shnei amom v'sham. No. It means if it's Shema v'Shema, go Yachlok. If it's the Lokeach is a Bari, so he's certainly going to get 50. He wants 100, then he has to bring a Raya. Okay. This is first way. But if you take a look in Zion, it says no. Kozim Magen Mishnah. Vashe Sover Rambam. Vashe Kozim Hamani Sumchas. Kozim Eteret Tzvishim Bagam. Change his mind. Afilu B'Muchse. Now, so let's just summarize everything we saw. Just very, very straightforward. According to Tosas, very straightforward Mahalach. Tosas, straightforward Mahalach is the whole. That is Sumchas, the machlokas between Sumchas and the Rabbanim, is Dror de Mimona as certainly Mevatel Morakama. Is it Mevatel Cheskas Tvisa? So, If there's a tiny shema by the muhsik, it is. Okay. That's Tosis. Rabbanan say, Dror Edmoni is never mevatel any muhsakis b'chlau. At all. They both agree motzim l'chaver al v'raya. So when it is mevatel marakam otis, what's the halacha? Halacha shnei muhsakim b'chlau and yachlokum. That's sumchas. And they never get there in the Rabbanan. Because in the case of the Rabbanan, you always go by Mosakis. And Dror Edmoni is not Mavatam Mosakis. Once it's Mavatam Mosakis, it can't say there's no Mosakis, because the third party can't come in and take it. So there's a Suffolk. We're going to move to the Suffolk. So what do you do? What does the Suffolk say? The Mosakis is between the two of them. Once the Mosakis is between the two of them, Shnaim Ochsim Batalis. Shnaim Ochsim Batalis. Very, very simple and straightforward. And that's how Tosis views the entire thing. He says, on the other hand, if there is the Cheskes Muberes, he says, then he throws in a brand new concept, Cheskes Muberes. Cheskes Muberes, Chazaka Mekar doesn't work against the Marakama. Why does it work against the Marakama? Because Marakama is a Cheskes moment. And just like it doesn't work against Cheskes Tumah, it doesn't work against Cheskes moment. To be mafkia. It cannot be mafkia, a Cheskes Tumah, a Cheskes moment, and the like. But he said something else. Let's say, even though I said Dror Edmoni is mafkia, please, when the tiny shema, if the chesed's mama is together, chazaka meikar, so then it doesn't. Why not? Because that turns him into a bari. Tosis straight. And that's organizing Tosis straight and simple. The Rambam, if you go with the Bach, which is a little awkward, that lashon. Yeah. All right, that's number one. Number two. But the Magid Mishnah doesn't say that. If you take a look at the Magid Mishnah in Perich of Hilchos Mechila, Perich Rashi, Mishnah Shabbat Shachar Ukim Lo Ketzunchus, he said, Koshli Hechmot Roman. He said no. He says, he says, Rambam passes like Rabbanan. But, and he says, that's not how the Rambam fitted into the Sukkah. So according to him, and that's what he quotes the Magid Mishnah. Here on Siv Zayin, because of the Magid Mishnah, so by Rambam, the Masha Koshom, a Manasum, Choshim, it is Rishon Ba'agam. Filu b'mochsik, it's working even with the mochsik, and the machlokas between sumchas and rabbanas even with the mochsik. Okay, not like Tosis. Machlokas is within a mochsik, and where there is no mochsik, sumchas and rabbanan agree. And according to the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam says, the rabbanan say, even the rabbanan say, that Dror Edmoni cancels out Marakama. This is the entire Tosis. Okay. I try to streamline it, make it straightforward. Reb Chaim has his problems. The biggest problem, Reb Chaim has two problems. One in Tosis and one in the Rambam. In Tosis ends up with Tzorchi and it doesn't work. So Chaim always liked a challenge. So he's going to answer up Tosis. Make Tosis work. Then we had an awkward thing there in the Rambam and what do you call it? The way it read, and he read it in an awkward way. So Chaim really comes up with a radical different way of understanding it. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem. Last year, we'll say, will be on those two Ruchaims and Bo Mitzvah Bat Kuf.